www.thebrainfarm.com.
Maybe you were one of the people that ponied up your $8 or $9 to go see Angels and Demons. It was number one at the box office. Not a surprise, but the haul was less than what Da Vinci took a couple of years ago. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But the buzz over the box office and Angels and Demons isn't really what America is talking about. What America is talking about is waterboarding. Memos. Are they torture? Are they enhanced interrogation techniques? This story has massive legs that keep on running. And it's because of Nancy Pelosi, and that's where we start here on ATN. Coming up, we're going to talk with Frank Gaffney. He runs a think tank that's incredible in Washington, D.C. It's the Center for Security Policy. And, of course, he served under two presidents, Reagan and Bush, and has friends on both sides of the aisle and can talk with a lot of background, I think, and integrity as to, and he's been to Gitmo several times. He can talk about the photographs and can talk about the memos and talk about the repercussions and all that sort of stuff. As to whether or not there'll be any repercussions for the House Speaker or for the CIA, for that matter, it's a toss-up. Depends on what happens as far as moving forward on the waterboarding issue. Because an aide says he told Pelosi of the waterboarding use. Leon Panetta is saying that the records indicate from September 2002, which is when Jane Harman, of course, from San Diego, and Nancy Pelosi were both briefed by the CIA, and the records show that the officers briefed truthfully on the interrogation of Zebediah, who, and then they described the enhanced techniques that had been employed. So, yes, ultimately it's up to Congress to evaluate the evidence and reach their own conclusions about what happened. I mean, here's the bottom line. With the CIA, can they be swayed politically either way? Well, we all have certain objectives, right? And I love it when people say that I'm completely 100% neutral. I am Switzerland. Nobody is Switzerland. I have never met one person who is completely neutral. I'm not saying you're not neutral on some subjects, but we got opinions. All of us have opinions, and we have backgrounds and certain things that go into why we think one way or another. So, certainly, members of the staff and the CIA, it's not that they have no opinions or they're all running around like they're Switzerland, but when somebody from either party asks to be briefed, you tell them what's going on, right? They're doing their jobs. What would be the purpose of deceiving Pelosi? Yeah, that's where the whole thing doesn't wash. So, at the time of the briefing, Pelosi didn't issue any kind of a complaint, and I said this last week, she could have just issued a complaint, said something about it, about the use of waterboarding or future use of waterboarding or whatever. She said that she wasn't told then, that she was told 5 months later that waterboarding had been used. So this will be interesting to see where this goes. And the only reason I care about it is just because Nancy Pelosi is somebody who stands in a very high place, a very high place in government. I mean, she's not just some a congresswoman sitting on a couple of committees. No, no, she is the Speaker of the House. And therefore, as the decibel level gets turned up in Washington on the interrogations, and it really is high, I mean, the vibrations are high coming out of there, no question about it. So if she's lying, if she's posturing, if she's telling different stories, if whatever, then bring it on. It's game on. Have these hearings. What did somebody know? What didn't they know? I mean, it seems there's so much to deal with. It seems like, wow, are we backpedaling here or what? And I can understand if you're listening to this and you're saying, oh, this is such crap and who cares and I'm sick of it. But the reason you have to care, and this has sort of been the theme of this show, and I didn't really mean it to take over this the show, but I think it's important enough, is you cannot do this to the CIA. Or you can completely get rid of the organization and form some other organization, I guess, because I personally wouldn't want to work for them. If I had invested a little piece of my life or a big chunk of my life, I'd be looking to get out of there, get my pension, get out, because you don't got my back anymore. Yeah, I don't care who's in power, what party they represent, you have to have my back, and they have to have my people's back, because how can I, with a straight face, tell somebody you're completely protected? Here's the Constitution, here's what we're allowed to do, here is the charge, and here's what you have to do. I mean, again, who wants that job? And the answer is very few people anymore, right? Even when we have an economic crunch. All right, this is the other big story, of course. In New York now, swine flu, another death, an assistant principal, sad story, 55 years old, critically ill over the weekend, died on Sunday. And, of course, the school, the kids had gone to Mexico, and there are other kids walking around with the swine flu. So it seems like there's a lot of doublespeak on whether or not this flu, certainly it can kill you, but whether or not this is a flu that we should be panicked about when you have this school assistant principal who was sick for several days, then became ill, then died from it, died from the swine flu. And, you know, one of the most ridiculous things that I found over the weekend was some story I found about these deserted Mexican hotels. You know what they're doing? They're offering what they call flu-free guarantees, which, of course, they can't do that. But what they say, there's a famous hotel, especially Cancun, is just getting slammed. It's very popular, and a lot of people are canceling their plans. So there's a popular hotel there called the Royal, and they're saying, we're going to give you a flu-free guarantee. So if you get the virus within 14 days of checking out, you get 3 free annual holidays. Okay, I contract the swine flu. Geez, I hope I survive it, and I just have a mild case of it. And guess what? I get 3 trips to Cancun. And they're trying to, you know, they're trying to come up with these ideas to get people to come to the Mexican Riviera, but really pretty empty. It's pretty bleak. They say it's the worst that it's been in 26 years. And just Cancun and the surrounding areas of Cancun, they are losing 6 million a day. 6 million. That's how big tourism is. And that's obvious to some of those Mexican resorts. Now, the government of Mexico is saying that the worst of the virus is over for them. 66 people died and 2,800 people were infected, but that's it for us. So negative publicity obviously has slammed Mexico big time and has had an incredibly crippling consequence for that area. But who's going to do this? Would you risk that? Would you say, you know what, I'm kind of a gambling person. I think I'm going to go with my buddies. We're going to go to Cancun. And, man, here's the upside on this. If I get this thing, I think I can beat it, and I'll get these free trips. Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, even anything there. Jet ski business, hotels, restaurants, people aren't going because they're afraid of getting the swine flu, which, by the way, of course, they're working on that vaccination that should be out in the fall. Frank Gaffney coming up next here on ATM.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
America Tonight. Always a pleasure to be joined by Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy, and of course, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear Forces and Arms Control Policy. Frank, always great to get a chance to catch up to you. I know you're swamped. We appreciate the time, man.
I'm happy to do it anytime, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Frank, you were certainly very, very vocal about not releasing more of those detainee photos for the damage it could do to our troops. You must be happy about the president's sudden reversal on this one. The timing couldn't be better because they were going to release it, of course, on Memorial Day. But do you think these pictures eventually eke out and you still have to push to not have them released?
Oh, I hope not. They shouldn't be released. There's been plenty of photographs of kids in uniform in the basement of Abu Ghraib getting their yayas out in a totally unauthorized and reprehensible way. The idea that we will learn anything new from having more of them come out, the idea that it would be helpful to the country to have any more of them come out, is just preposterous on its face. And so I hope that they will not, in fact, see the light of day. But I will say I think the president did the right thing. It's just tragic that, as he has now done on several different occasions, he did the wrong thing first. He gave encouragement to people who were very hostile to this country, some of them sadly here in the United States and some of them elsewhere. And then he has to, with a loss of face, sort of back and fill. But I think he did make the right decision in the end, and I hope he'll now take the further step of quashing the lawsuit that is being brought that will try to get them freed up anyway.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And along those same lines, the whole idea of now the memos, you know, Dick Cheney, of course, saying, well, if we're going to have this argument about whether or not these enhanced interrogation techniques work, then let's just release all the memos so you can follow the trail and see what the end results were. And first of all, do you think that there would be some big revelations if we saw all the memos, and do you think they should all be released?
You know, I have to say I've got mixed feelings about this because I'm as a general proposition, leery of declassifying sensitive information. That as was true of the so-called, I think improperly so-called, but nonetheless so-called torture memos, and as almost certainly would be true of these memos, which divulge information about not only what we know, but how we go about knowing it. I think giving that to the enemy is generally a bad idea. In this case, though, with the president having made the terrible mistake of telling the enemy what our red lines are, or what they were in the past, and what conceivably they could be again in the future if, despite his disavowals, it turns out we don't have some other magic wand that he thinks will be able to get information out of people with in a manner that's consistent with our values, we may need to use these tools again. But here's the point, Kate. We've now had that damage done, the compromise of sensitive techniques done by President Obama. I think the debate about these practices is going on, unless Nancy Pelosi's pathetic performance on Thursday is going to be the end of it, and I doubt it. We will see it continuing, and I think the public is entitled to understand what came out of the application of these non-torture techniques that saved Americans' lives.
Yeah, see, that's what I think, and of course, the president keeps proclaiming transparency. Well, then if it's transparency, don't you think you have to have it both ways, even if it doesn't, quotes, fall the way you want it to fall?
Yeah, look, of course, as is true of much of what he says, it's selective. his views on I think national security writ large demonstrates a very selective concern about keeping our people safe. He talks about it endlessly, of course, but I think in practice, at best, he's being very selective about how he goes about assuring it's done. So that's the problem. We are in a world in which, sadly, there are too many people who are going to be prepared to take advantage of any openings we give them to hurt us. To hurt us, to hurt our interests, to hurt our allies, or all of the above. And his penchant for taking steps that I think are emboldening those enemies, that are demoralizing our allies, and that are weakening our capabilities in both the intelligence and in the traditional military sense, is a formula for fear, disaster.
Yeah, what about the other argument to that side? And you certainly know, as you served a big role in government in this area, but there certainly are people that say, well, listen, Frank, the thing that we should do is it's diplomacy, diplomacy, diplomacy. Why do we have to keep having this push for secrets and for how we interrogate and things that the American people really don't want to know? But is that just unrealistic?
I'm something of a student of diplomacy and have practiced it in a small way during my time in government a while back. I think my experience certainly, but I believe more generally, history suggests that diplomacy that is unaccompanied by and unsupported by a strong military capability and the will, the unmistakable will to use it, is feckless and ineffectual at best. At worst, it is actually an invitation to aggressive behavior. And, you know, this isn't high theory I'm talking about. This is really just common sense, Kate. We're talking about what any young person, man or woman, experiences every day on playgrounds. You try to be nice to bullies, and typically, if the bully doesn't have reason to leave you alone, they are going to be more aggressive, they're going to be more bullying, and you're likely to get hurt. If you do have reasons for them to leave you alone, oftentimes you can deal with them in a reasonably agreeable way. So it's really just translating that common sense experience into the practice of national affairs that I think we have to do here.
Yeah. Hey, you brought up Nancy Pelosi, your reaction to Nancy Pelosi, who jumped before the microphones finally and then, you know, originally saying that the CIA never briefed her about the enhanced interrogation techniques, then saying that she was told that they weren't being used. What's the deal with Nancy Pelosi, and what do you think ultimately should happen with the House Speaker in pursuing this further?
Look, we all have bad days, and I'm sure that this was one of her worst days in her public life, but I don't think we can write off as just, you know, being a little disorganized as to where her notes were, or misremembering what she had said before, or for that matter, what she said in her notes. Nancy Pelosi has now moved beyond a shrill and often venomous partisan pursuing policies that are deeply at odds, I believe, with the national interests, certainly the national security interests of the United States. She has become an object of ridicule, not just on the right, by the way, but on the left as well. And I think to have a person who is two heartbeats away from the presidency, if you will, she's the number three person in line as president of the United States, who clearly is incompetent, is clearly unable to perform the duties she has today, let alone to conduct herself in a manner that does not invite derision on the part of people here and abroad. To have such a person in the line of the presidency is a grave mistake, I believe. And I think this should be the beginning of the end of Nancy Pelosi's speakership. I hope it will be.
Yeah. Frank, we only have a couple of really seconds, precious seconds left, but Pakistan, ultimately, right now, the U.S. aiding, but no boots on the ground. Eventually, do you think it's going to come to a point where we have to move troops into Pakistan?
Well, I'm so glad you don't have time for a long answer here, because it's a very complicated subject. I think Pakistan is going to go the way of the Taliban, unfortunately, with nuclear weapons falling into their control. I don't believe boots on the ground by the United States could prevent that from happening, and we will face a very much different and graver threat as a result. I hope I'm wrong, but that's how I see it now.
Yeah. Frank Gaffney, founder and president of Center for Security Policy. Thanks so much, Frank. We know you're busy, and we appreciate you stopping by here on America Tonight.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter safe in the coupon.
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I thank goodness for Nancy Pelosi, and I was so edified by that press conference the other day where she really expressed in as long as time she could take, 8 different views on this one issue. And I think the reality here is that Nancy Pelosi has stepped in it big time, and she's now put the Democratic Party in a position where the question for me is, does the president support Nancy Pelosi's versions of what happened or his CIA director's version of what happened? And then the next question is, you've got, you know, Steny Hoyer himself, who's calling for a closer examination of what Nancy Pelosi knew and when she knew it. And I know Steny very well, and he's a capable, qualified leader in the House. And if he sees some concern here, then there must be some rot somewhere.
All right, once again, that was more from Michael Steele, the RNC headman, talking about Nancy Pelosi, which I totally agree with him. I mean, if there's more to this, then let's see what there is that's more involved, because I don't believe there is. There's just too much storytelling going on, right? So you could say, well, who cares? There's all this other stuff happening, and do we really care? I think you care only because if whatever side it is, I don't care if it's the Republicans, I don't care if it's the Democrats, but when someone throws all these stones in particular at the CIA, where can we exist without the CIA? Do we just need the FBI and form a new branch and have to go through another subculture of something or other to find ways to protect ourselves? Can you imagine? From everything that I've heard through sources, the CIA is in shambles in certain ways. And when I say it's in shambles, you have people that don't want to be there anymore. You have people that are great at information gathering. There are people in the field who are worried about what's happening behind the scenes, who's got their back in D.C. You don't want to have folks that aren't making tons of money, frankly, in a very dangerous game with a lot of pressure, thinking they need to flee the scene because nobody's backing them up, frankly. And that's the problem. So if Nancy Pelosi, as the Speaker of the House, and only a couple heartbeats away from the president, wants to accuse them of that, then I do agree there needs to be some evidence that shows that. Well, then let us see what was specifically said in these addresses, in and being informed in the briefings. That's the proper way to say it. Let's find out what really happened. Let us be a fly on the wall then. And Pelosi herself is saying that's fine. So we can't just let it die for that reason. And that's why Leon Panetta, why do you think the director of the CIA has to put out the memo that he put out? Because he knows that the natives are getting restless at the CIA. Hey, nothing would make me happier, honestly, than to see Pelosi go. But do I think it's a reality and it'll happen? No, because I think she has a lot of foot soldiers that are going to try to protect her. What do you think, America? Kate Delaney hanging with you on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay, another thing that happened just a short while ago that we mentioned when we first jumped on the air, and I always think of my good buddy Annie Zdarevich out there in Los Angeles. Every time I think about earthquakes, they're saying 5.0 happened near LAX. So we're going to go live to Annie Zdarevich and find out what that was like in Westlake Village, as I'm sure she just got back from the Lakers game a short while ago. She's probably kicking back, watching, I don't know, golf highlights or something else. Annie, did you feel the earthquake?
Hey, Kate, how you doing? Yes, I felt the earthquake. It was not very big for L.A. standards. It was centered around Hawthorne, which was about 60 miles or so from where I live in Westlake Village, California. And I felt the chair move. And to be honest, I just thought it was like, you know, an aftershock of the Lakers' victory where I was at today.
Well, because they just rolled on. There wasn't even a contest. Somebody said to me, hey, what do you think? Do you think the Rockets really have a chance? I said, are you kidding? They're going to roll over them. And sure enough, they did. But you know, as somebody who loves Los Angeles, you grew up in Michigan, but you spent a big chunk of your life in L.A. going to school there. And then coming back to L.A., it's just something you live with, the fact that you could feel an earthquake, right?
Oh, you just live with it. It's something that's just in your nature. The weird thing that becomes a habit to you is that even if it's in the middle of the night, you instantaneously know the feel of what an earthquake is, and you know what it is, even if you're in the dead of sleep. I was here for the Northridge quake, which was the largest one of the last 25, 30 years, and it happened like at 4:28 in the morning, and things started falling down, and I just started saying the Lord's Prayer because I thought it was the big one. And right. That's the only thing that's in everybody's mind that lives in Los Angeles, is they keep telling you there's the big one coming, and you just wait for the big one. But like today, oh, that one that happened a little bit ago, oh, please, please. It was like, you know, doing a La Salsa down the street. It was nothing.
Yeah, and what we're hearing pretty much is alarms have gone off, and there wasn't any damage at LAX and that sort of stuff. They're getting a bunch of phone calls. So far, no injuries or anything like that. So like you say, it's a great comparison. You were in a really super big, disruptive
earthquake. I was in a 7.4. So
right.
When you live through a 7.4, just like anybody who's lived through all of these in Italy, and all, the only difference is in these places that have earthquakes like the Italy's and the China's, to be honest, they don't have the modern technology. So they're in construction that just falls right apart. Everything in L.A. is to code. It's all built. Everything is to code. Anything in the last 30, 40 years is to code. And it's just a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? When you live in, you know, outside of Palermo, Italy, and you're in, you know, churches and buildings that are 180 years old, well, they're not to code. You know,
right.
They're going to fall apart even if it's a 4.0 or something. But our stuff can withstand pretty much anything up to 6.5, 7.0 before you really start to feel the damages. So, you know, so a few things fall off the wall, whatever. I mean, it's almost like it's blasé now. I know that's terrible to say, but it's like, okay, ho-hum, another 5.0, another 5.5, and thank God it's like that. But you just, you know, you were absolutely right. I'm watching the Golf Channel and watching, you know, Golf Central.
I love that. And so I'm sure, though, in Los Angeles, it's like whenever you have an award show there, it's probably wall-to-wall coverage, though, on the earthquake, even though it wasn't the big one, like you said, right?
Oh, yeah, there's coverage all about it, but really the biggest coverage yesterday was the Lakers game, and as you said, I was there, and it was, you know, it was a star-studded event as always, the Dustin Hoffmans and the Jack Nicholsons and the Andy Garcias and the, you know, Penny Marshalls, and they're all there, and the Lakers came out, and just the Rockets really never had any chance. I mean, they got lucky a few days ago when, what's that guy's name? The Greasy, I call him the Greasy Monkey, the Argentinian player. He's like dripping wet before the game even starts, and he's just like dripping sweat. But we've got our own Greasy Monkey and Sasha Vujicic, but, it was the Lakers all the way through, and they just weren't going to lose at home. And, but I really don't have that much faith for the next series in Denver. Denver's pretty much, you know what Mark Cuban got in trouble saying? I have to agree with him about the Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have to agree, too.
They're pretty tough. You don't mess around with the Nuggets.
Yeah, they're tough.
They don't give a crap that there's stars sitting on the sideline, and then they get their Gucci loafers, you know. Did you see that one shot a few games ago when they, like, Barry just, like, almost KO'd Kevin Bacon and Kyra Sedgwick sitting on in the front court seat? Well, honey, that's what you get on the front court seat. You want to sit in the front row and some player's about to bound over you. I thought Kyra Sedgwick was going to have a heart attack.
That would be the end of the closer. Whoops.
Yeah, and Leo DiCaprio was running for his life looking for his girlfriend to hide the, you know, to brace him from the fall. I mean, it's hysterical. They want front court seats, and it's like, oh, no, no, no. Don't they know they're not supposed to touch? Well, honey, they touch.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, well, we're glad you're okay, and so that's great news that everybody in L.A. is all right. It was just 5.0, like you say. It's blasé for the people who live there, but we're just checking to make sure.
Well, thank you for checking. Love you for doing it, but we're completely fine. And my Callie, my doggie, slept right through it. She only really gets upset about and starts barking if there's 6.0 above.
All right, hopefully we'll never make that call to you and check in if you've had the big one. So you take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Annie Zdarvich, she's a bigwig with Fox Sports Radio Network. So she was at the game, the Lakers, she mentioned that, obviously, the Lakers blowing out the Rockets and the references to the movie stars getting slammed because they're so close to the action. But it was the only thing that got slammed in Los Angeles, 5.0. means, like I said, you'll hear car alarms, and it'll make some people nervous. As Annie described, I lived in California, and I felt a similar thing in a similar kind of earthquake, a chair moving, and somebody, and I was actually in a newsroom, and somebody screamed out, earthquake, and of course, me being from the East Coast, it's like, whoa, earthquake, and that was it. But a big difference, obviously, when you're talking 5.0 and then you get further down the scale, certainly. When we first started off this segment, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi, and it was like an earthquake last week when she stood before the mics very, very unprepared. You know, she was looking for statements, and you could tell she was just sort of flustered in the sense that she had lost her place of what she was specifically going to say when she was asked about briefings and whatnot. So it's no surprise that this is a big opening for the GOP and others, because Pelosi accusing the CIA of lying to Congress about the use of the enhanced interrogation tactics, and the CIA is vehemently rejecting those claims. You have the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that the Congressional Intelligence Committees are probably the place to determine, you know, who's zooming who's telling the truth in this one between Pelosi and the CIA. I mean, so you got a big dispute between the speaker and, like I said, our spook agency, let's be honest. And the spook agency is spooked, so that's not good, if you know what I mean. All right, you can weigh in on this or other things as well, obviously, here on ATN. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Yes, so over the weekend, and sports shorts, this takes the cake, and that would mean that the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown, was on my mind. I don't know about the rest of you. And I think it's because the fact that you had a filly that was getting a lot of attention this time around. Did you catch the Preakness? You know, I'm nutty for the, of course, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then ultimately the Belmont. There will not be a Triple Crown winner. The girl spoils the party, certainly. Let's let you hear the tail end of that race.
Around the far turn here at Pimlico, Rachel Alexandra, the leader by two, as the field turns for home. Big Drama running in second now. My Net Bird looks for a way through, and he had to go way outside for it. Musket Man toward the inside. Rachel Alexandra's in front with one furlong to go. Musket Man moves to second. My Net Bird is third on the outside. The filly trying to hold on. She's clear by three. My Net Bird runs at her late. Here's the wire. And the filly did it. Rachel Alexandra has defeated the Kentucky Derby winner. My Net Bird by 3/4 of a length. Musket Man was third. The final time was 1:55 flat. A magnificent victory, an exquisite filly, and a thrill to see.
Yeah, that certainly was a thrill to see. Mind That Bird, as you heard, runner-up, So that means no Triple Crown, as I mentioned, and the filly did it. Rachel Alexander, so impressive. First filly in 85 years to win that second leg of the Triple Crown. Absolutely. Sweet girl power, Rachel Alexander, led out of Pimlico Stakes barn in the pre-dawn darkness on Sunday. Into a van, headed for the airport, and a trip to Louisville, Kentucky. So she's going to stay there at Churchill Downs, and they're going to decide whether or not to run her in the Belmont. In fact, I have a buddy who runs the shop at Churchill Downs, and we're trying to get him on America tonight to talk about this very, very special, special horse. It was exciting to see. Matt, did you watch the Preakness at all? I guess you watched the replay and certainly heard it there, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to see it live. I actually kind of forgot about it until I heard from a couple of buddies that the filly had won. So, you know, I watched
exciting.
The replay, but that's it. Yeah.
It was exciting to see that. I think that, I mean, unfortunately, it would have been kind of cool to see Mind That Bird with the second leg, and then you always have the excitement when there's the possibility of the Belmont and winning the Triple Crown, but hey, it was exciting to see the tail end of that race, and she really turned on the gas, and that's tough. It's tough for those fillies to run that way, especially there on that track in Pimlico. But you got to tip your cap. Now, the Belmont is much further, so they're going to have a decision to make, and that's right, as to whether or not they're going to run her for the Belmont or not, or keep her back. So we'll see. Be exciting. Be excited to see her running that. Hey, speaking of exciting, I say this all the time, but since we're in sports shorts here for a minute, when it comes down to those game sevens, there's nothing like a game seven in sports, period. Well, the Lakers blew out the Rockets, not even close. You heard Annie Zdarovich from Los Angeles talking about that as she was at that game. She had a couple of primo seats, but it wasn't that nail biter edge of your seat deal. The Lakers pounded in the first quarter. I mean, they poured it on. The Rockets were hitting nothing. And the Lakers were hitting everything. And by halftime, they had built a little bit of a lead. And in the end, they ended up winning this by 19 points at the buzzer. It was 89-70. And the Magic over the Celtics, a lot of people believed in the Celtics this year and thought that they could get back again. And certainly they were capable of getting back to the promised land, but it was not to be. Injuries played a little bit of a factor. You know, when one of your key guys goes down, and nobody likes to use that as an excuse, but it was a difference maker. So the Magic, with a big win over the Celts, and they roll on, and that was your other game, 101-82. Pretty impressive of the Magic, don't you think, Matt?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the Celtics did have some injuries with Garnett out, especially that totally changed the dynamic of that team. But the Magic, I mean, this is the best they've ever done in the playoffs since Shaq was there, I believe.
Yep, and you're absolutely right. And then once Shaq left, everything started to come apart at the seams for them. And even though they had some teams that seemed like they could contend, they could never get back to the team that they were. And this is big for them. But still, ultimately, I think it comes down to, I mean, we'll see. Because the Denver's going to be tough with the Lakers. And what happens? I mean, what do we see here in the you know, NBA championship series? Do the Lakers find a way, or does Denver, which they're really the team, they're the money team right now, do they find a way to get there? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see this next round.
I think Denver moves on for the chance to lose to the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think the Cavaliers are I thought it was going to be the Cavaliers and the Lakers, but I still say whoever it is, the Cavaliers have a great chance to nail this shut, no doubt. Absolutely. And then LeBron James, who I think is one of the most exciting players to watch live. I mean, his vertical leap and his moves toward the basket are just, I mean, they're unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Okay, a couple of quick news you can abuse stories, including this one. Imagine this. Melons were sold at an auction in Japan the other day. And so you say, so what? How much they were sold for? $26,000. Yeah. Mega melons. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of money. That sounds pretty expensive, right? But there's nothing special about them. That's just what they ultimately cost. The mega melons, that's what they are. Crazy. All right, how about this? And this story broke a couple of days ago. It was interesting. When I read it, I thought I was misreading it. They say the daiquiri actually originated in Cuba about a century ago, but tourists at the Hotel Nacional, it's a famous hotel in Havana, they say that they are saying that the famed drinks to go, the daiquiri, are actually made in the U.S. Daiquiri mix is an ag product that's exempt from the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba, so they're negotiating deals to send more upscale U.S. products to Cuba, including cheesecake and the daiquiri deal and key lime pie and a bundt cake infused with rum. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but to the people in Cuba, trust me, it is a very, very big deal. And it's a big deal, obviously, that relatives can now come over and see family members they haven't seen in so long. We're running out of time, so let's hit those birthdays for you. I know you're going to recognize a bunch of these names. I know I always say that, but, hey, who doesn't know Reggie Jackson? Baseball Hall of Famer, 63 years old. Tina Fey, you have to be living under a rock not to know her. She, of course, is the star of 30 Rock, the writer, actress, won a bunch of Emmys for it, was on Saturday Night Live, did Sarah Palin to a T. If you're a football fan, you know the Dallas Cowboys offensive tackle Flo Zelda Hotel Adams is 34. You might know Jack Johnson. I like Jack Johnson. I got a bunch of his stuff. He's a rock singer, 34, also a pretty darn good surfer. You might know Spencer Breslin, 17 years old, actor. You've seen him in a ton of things. You'd know his face, I promise you. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel is 61 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Baseball Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson. I got a signed deal from Brooks Robinson. Like the vacuum when he played for the Orioles. I never saw him play, but my grandfather did, and I got this really cool thing of Brooks's. He's, like I said, 72 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from Mercy Me, Barry Grohl, Christian musician, is 48 years old. Chow Yun-fat, an actor, 54 years old. Another person you would know the face if you can't place the name. Trust me on that one. Another musician, Paige Hamilton, 49 years old. Actor and TV exec Dwayne Hickman, 75 years old. That's it for birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, what a way to start out the week. Have a happy, happy birthday. Going to end on this note. Don't hurry, don't worry. You're only here for a short visit, so be sure to stop and smell the flowers. Who said that? Famous American golfer.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.